25 years after New Brunswick's first Pride Parade, Friday, August 8th marked the beginning of 2025's St. John Pride. Numerous events are taking place, culminating in the Pride Parade on Saturday, August 16th. The beginning of Pride was marked by a flag-raising ceremony outside City Hall on Friday afternoon. One of those addressing the assembled crowd was Victor Reap, a representative of Chroma MB, a community organisation focused on supporting 2SLGBTQIA+ people in the region.
When we live out loud, we're doing more than celebrating, we're sending a message. To those still carrying shame or fear, we're saying a happy, beautiful life is possible, that you too can find belonging, peace, and pride in who you are. And to those who would try to shame us into silence, we're saying, we refuse to be ashamed, and we are not going anywhere. That's what Pride is, not just a party, but a promise. A promise that we will love who we love, live as we are, and celebrate each other without apology. That we will dance, laugh, raise our voices, and wave our flags because we deserve to be happy in our skin and in our communities. So to everyone here today, thank you. Your presence is part of that celebration and the future that we're building together. May our joy be louder than hate.
The City Council was represented by Deputy Mayor John McKenzie, who, after noting that a number of people representing different levels of government were in attendance, spoke about the importance of Pride.
What a joy it is to gather here today to officially kick off St. John Pride Week with the raising of the Pride flag. This moment is always a special one for our city, a time to come together in celebration of the rich diversity that shapes our community and gives St. John its heart. Pride Week is more than a celebration. It's a reminder that inclusion, acceptance, and love must be the foundation of the place we all call home. When we raise the Pride flag, we are sending a clear and powerful message that everyone, regardless of who they are or who they love, belongs here. You are helping to create a city where no one has to hide who they are. Let's not forget the struggle, the voices that paved the way, and the work that still lies ahead.
Just before the raising of the flag, co-founder of the Queer Heritage Initiative and Grand Marshal of 2025's parade, Meredith Batt, spoke. Noting the work of the initiative as a non-profit organisation that collects and preserves documents related to 2SLGBTQIA+ people in the province, Batt spoke about some of the milestones in the gaining of rights in the region.
St. John has some amazing queer heroes. They have really helped shape a queer life in the port city and have fought for our freedoms and rights that we all enjoy today. But I'm also thinking too about people who've struggled. For those who have been quietly changing things in their workplace, in their community spaces, and their families. We care about your stories, and I'd like to just take a moment to pay respect and acknowledge all of those who've went before. So the first Pride Parade was held 25 years ago in 2000 in Moncton. Same-sex marriage equality was achieved in New Brunswick in June of 2005, and most recently, the reinstatement of protections for trans and gender diverse youth. There's still work that needs to be done. The Department of Women's Equality noted in a recent infographic that 64% of transgender people in New Brunswick have unmet healthcare needs. And this is just one aspect of a variety of challenges that queer and trans people in New Brunswick still face. I can't tell you what an honor it is to be your Grand Marshal. Thank you so much for coming out today. Now let's raise this flag loud and proud.
After the flag raising, St. John residents Catherine Sidney and Bridget McGale, who are involved in the fight for equal marriage in the province, noted both the progress and work still to be done.
It's good to represent every year. I mean, once you stop, it's really hard to do it again. And
I don't think people realize there's so much more work to be done. Like,
yeah.
We've come certainly a long way, but we have one heck of a long way still to go. So everybody can live free. That's the key, right?
Meredith and Victor, John, they all intimated that. I mean, we've done well, but there are many people that we can't forget.
As a dual citizen of Canada and the United States, St. John Pride Treasurer Vivian Myers-Jones also noted Pride's importance in the context of the politics south of the border.
This is And I hate to say this, but this is literally life and death at this point. And so, I mean, being visible, not backing down, this is in this day and age, and I will draw particular attention to the United States, but it matters more than ever. It absolutely does.
More information about St. John Pride can be found at sjpride.ca. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.